Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. We see a change in generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun, Yeshua to the moon. The moon goes through major aliyahs and yeridas. And our main avodah is to repair the Levana, that the Levana should be restored to its original light. And one of the most important ways that we contribute to that, that we accomplish that, is by searching and searching, Shetzrichen Levakesh HaTzadik HaSholem, to search for the tzaddik who is sholem. All tzaddikim are not the same. A person could be a tzaddik, but not tzaddik hasholem. And a person could be a tzaddik, and yet we wouldn't use the term tzaddik emes. Levels, these are all different madrigas. And after the tzaddik passes away, you have to search for him even stronger, stronger. Where? In his sfarim, in his talmidim, at his kever. Because even while the tzaddik is living, it's impossible to really get close to him and to be able to get from the tzaddik what you need for your eternal tikkun without major searching. People go, come to Yisrael, bracha happened. They go to shtibul happening, bracha. They go, I got a bracha. I got brachas from all the different rabbis. I'm good. They don't realize that the connection to a tzaddik doesn't work that way. That even the greatest tzaddik, in order to be mesakan a person, requires multiple visits, multiple times. And especially after the tzaddik passes away, again, there's a ha'alama. The light of the tzaddik goes into hiding. Then the next generation is compared to the Levana. It's not, we're not seeing the light of the sun. We're not seeing daylight. It's dark. And we're using the light of the moon.
And going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim has become very popular. Only going to Rabbeinu, or should we?
Question about going to Kvorim of other Tzaddikim. And the answer is there's a number of pieces to this. Number one, there's a story, a Talmud of Reb Shmuel Isaac, or Reb Shmuel Yitzchak, one of Rabbeinu Zal's great Talmidim, who during his time, Reb Nachum Chernobyl was one of the great tzaddikim at the time, who was involved in Pidyon Shvuyim. And one of the ways that he would raise money is that on Erev Shabbos, he would come into a city, into the city square, and park his wagon there, and he would spend Shabbos in the home of the highest bidder. One time he came to a city where this Talmud of Reb Shmuel Yitzchak was, and people weren't showing up. And he felt bad, even though this wasn't his Rebbe, he felt bad, the Bizoim for a Talmud Chacham, he offered a sum of money. So Reb Nachum came to him, and he was by his table Friday night, and then Reb Nachum Shnabel says to his Gabbai, what is this, find out what this person needs. So he says, they don't have children yet. So he said, ooh, and he was about to give him a brach for children, and the person, the host, said, Rebbe, stop. Because I got a bracha from my Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Isaac, and I don't want there to be any confusion. I want to know where it came from. Reb Nachum heard this, he said to this guy, he said, that's emunas chachomim. That's emunas tzaddikim. That he knows my Rebbe and what? I don't want there to be any questions at all, any doubts. It's not the more the merrier. You know, another bracha, it could only help. The Gemara says there's a concept of kedera de shutfi, like kriri of lechamine, and this I heard from Reb Michal Zichron Avraham. A pot that two people are responsible for, it won't be hot, it won't be cold. Each one's going to rely on the other one. That he's probably watching it. I don't have to watch it. No, he's probably watching it. Nobody's going to watch it. Nothing's going to get done. And he said, here again, when a person comes to a tzaddik for a bracha, for an etzah, if the tzaddik knows that you're coming to him, period, then he has an achrayas. He's got a responsibility. It's not a joke. And if we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispal, had a daven 40 days and another, it's not, you should be gebenched, have a nice day, and goodbye. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't such a magician. So today's tzaddikim certainly aren't such magicians that he says something, he says a word, and everything's good. The person's whole life is fair, everything is good. So it's a serious committing. But again, if the tzaddik knows that he's one of a list of people that he's going to, then let the other guys worry about it. You know, I have people that are much closer to me, that I'm much more responsible for. I'll be mashkia, much more effort there than the other places.